the ground over.
Well, that was Middlebuster. They didn't come along till later on. That Middlebuster doers didn't for a long time. It's this was just a half of a Middlebuster.
Uh-huh.
Understand?
Oh, this was only one.
Yeah, and it turned it over one way.
I see.
And then you come back, caught another fur, and throw it against that one.
I see, but the Middlebuster went.
It just parted it out. A Middlebuster parts it out and leaves you just a middle spot down, and I see.
But this was half shovel plow.
Yes.
It just turned over one.
It was just called a shovel. You didn't know half to it. It was called a shovel plow.
Shovel plow.
And what you meant by a shovel, it was just a half of a Middlebuster.
Uh-huh.
Or what would be a Middlebuster nowadays, but it just throwed the dirt one way, see. Just sewed it over to one way, and you made potato rolls and everything with that.
And what did you call the other plows? What were the other plows?
Well, we had a shovel plow, and we had a bull tongue, and we had a long ears for the sweep plow come in. That was a plow you put on behind the little bull tongue. It cut the ground wider than that, would you see? The little bull tongue would just hold it straight, and that plow would work the ground up behind it.
Yeah.
Called a sweep plow that went in behind it. It was a good many years before we got hold of any of them after I was a kid. Never done.
Was the sweep plow what you used to break the ground up finer?
Well, the sweep plow was used to, not really break it up finer, was used to, like you had a middle this wide, you get a sweep plow a little wider and it would break out that whole middle. But if you put a shovel plow, now you're going to break a place about this wide.
Uh-huh.
But this would level off this ground out here in the middle, you know, and make it level.
I see.
And a sweep plow, I'd have to cut it off and level it, shake it down level, you know, but it would kill all the grass and everything down.
Yeah. So the sweep plowed deeper?
No.
Sweep plowed wider?
Wider, that's right.
And the bull tongue plow was a little deep plow?
It was the one that done the deep that held them straight for you, so you kept it from... That plow, you couldn't hold it when you hit anything unless it had something out there to anchor it by.
I see. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Mm-hmm. In the top of a bottle, what would you put?
Stopper.
Stopper?
Cork stopper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now they've got things you just squeeze around the top like they do Coca-Cola,
yeah,
and stuff
right.
Like that.
Twist off things.
Long years ago, if you didn't have a stopper, you didn't shut up the bottle.
Yeah.
You made you one.
Yeah. Did you have, like, musical instruments you played?
Not us kids. Not
you
us
did?
In our family. I had first cousins, double first cousins, that could play mouth harp, guitar, violin. Everything you could talk, they could play and dance. They could even take a comb and make the prettiest kind of music with it. On a thin piece of paper over.
Yeah.
But us kids at our house never fell for none of that.
Yeah. Well, what was the little instrument you'd hold up to your mouth and blow on? Did you ever have
one? Well, it was called a juice harp. One of them was, one
uh-huh.
kind was, and then one was called a mouth harp.
Mouth harp?
Yeah. One was called a juice harp.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. What would you pound nails with? What would you knock nails in the ground with, you say?
Well, we had... Most of the time, when I was a kid, we had hatchets, old hatchets. But then later along come these claw hammers.
Uh-huh.
And you could get them, you know, and that's what we used after then. But when I was a kid, we used a hatchet.
And some of the other tools you'd use would be, now, I know you were sort of a carpenter and you did a lot of work like this. You'd use a